You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of The Salicia Show.
I would say that it definitely helps that we know what we want. We both dated a lot of people. A half joke is that it took her 29 years to find me and 27 years to find her. I feel like we both intuitively know we're meant for each other and love each other and both want to make it work. And that's always the most important driving factor.
To the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salicia couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salicia Show.
We are live from New York City. Hello, I'm Salicia. And this, what's your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. How are you this evening?
Doing swell. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm doing fine.
Okay.
We are celebrating a very special, important day. What are we celebrating?
7 month anniversary.
Like 7 months. Today is our 7 month anniversary.
It is. Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm shocked. Yeah. This is
why are you shocked?
Because I've never been in a relationship longer than 3 months. And here we are 7 months in. I must like you a little bit or something.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I am dating the real Gaston from Beauty and No. The fact that he's proud of that, it's totally.
I am proud.
He's real life Gaston. He's like, aren't I distracting? What did you say there? Oh, yeah. Oh, when I get a moment to myself, I like to like do things, like be productive and stuff. And I was like, whenever you're around, I'm so distracted. And his response is,
I said, I don't blame you for being distracted.
Ew.
But can I say?
I cannot believe this. I want to say that I am very grateful to have met you.
We have so much in common. I'm grateful to have met you too, Salicia.
And that you're very special to me. And you changed my life very quickly.
Oh.
I feel like you hijacked my whole trajectory.
Aww.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Had a plan. And then I also had a backup plan. And my backup plan was always
someone black.
That wasn't the backup plan. It was plan A.
Oh, sorry.
It was like, Lord, get me a black man. And here he come.
I'm getting there.
Nope.
One more suntanning.
Y'all, Andrew Weiss is from Oregon. Andrew, where are you from? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm from my parents.
Ew.
And I grew up in Portland, Oregon area, so I'm a suburb boy. And I have two younger brothers.
I love them, Brett and Ryan.
Good memory, yeah.
One good memory. We all went on vacation together.
That is true. Hawaii was a good time. Yeah. Bend, so was Idaho, so was Connecticut. We've been to 7 states together. 7 states in 7 months.
Oh my goodness. Did you count New York?
I believe so. Yes. It's around 7. Yes.
All right. So you're from the burbs, from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? People ask me this all the time.
I'm an entrepreneur and I do sales coaching to help people make more money for their brands. So I love helping people see their value and see their worth. So I coach them how to make more money faster.
And I will say from personal experience that you're very good at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Being around you so much, you like sometimes teach me things without it being like official. And if you send me an invoice, you are fired, sir.
That's okay. I expect cash up front.
Oh my gosh, y'all, somebody help me out over here. No, but seriously, you've helped me ask for my worth and get paid more in situations where I was like, I can't ask for more. Who do I think I am? And then they're like, the people who I'm asking, they don't even put up a fight. No negotiation. They're just like,
and that's the thing actually for entrepreneurship sales world is that if you get a yes too quickly, that usually means you're not charging enough for your services. And it means you got to start upping your rates.
So that makes me feel like I was lowballing myself before. And then when I did not even still get, there was still no negotiation when I asked for more. I'm like, what have I been doing?
You're still lowballing. It's okay.
But it's scary. It's scary to ask. The things that I do, podcasting, theater, I love it so much. I would do it for free. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't need money for that. And so to ask for money, it feels like a weird thing because I love it so much. So that can be really weird to ask for more, I think. So, but you're helping me with it. It's still like a hurdle that I'm getting over.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes back to, if you never ask, the answer is always no. And I'm sure a lot of companies and people would be happy to pay you pennies on the dollar or nothing at all. If you say, I don't want to get paid, they'll probably say, okay.
You know what it reminds me of, and we've never talked about this. Mm. And I wonder if I got it out of Think and Grow Rich. Y'all know that is my favorite book. I love this book. This book right here is a game changer. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I have Think and Grow Rich for Women, Think and Grow Rich, the black version.
No, it's a black version?
Yes, there is.
Read that book.
Here's some more.
It's called Think and Grow Rich for Black People?
No, it's not called for black people, but it's called like for blacks.
Not black people, black.
But it's for black people.
Okay.
And I'll say they're good, but this one, the original, it encompasses everything. And so somewhere in the book, it says, there's like an analogy that it gives about how life will give you whatever you ask for. And if you're asking for pennies, it will happily give you pennies. If it asks you for milli bajillions, it will happily give it to you, but you have to have the courage to ask for it and believe that it's coming, which is so much harder than it sounds. It's that to me, that's so much harder than it sounds, but a thought to keep in mind. But this book is.
Well, why do you say it's difficult? You also just read Law of Attraction of Money, and it says it's the same effort to manifest a button as to manifest a castle. You seem to align with that thought process and thinking as well.
But that is so real. If I'm trying to make a button, I don't even know where to begin. The research that I have to do to figure out how to make that stupid button, I might as well be doing research on how to make a castle. Yes, that is so real.
It might be a mini castle, but still a castle.
Hey, how do you know it's not a full size 20 room? Castle with a terrace.
There you go.
And the Palace of Versailles garden in the backyard, honey.
I ain't even mad.
Okay. And then also, in addition to your Weiss Wisdom business, where you help people make more money doing what they're already doing, but like help them to ask for more, all the things, you also do virtual
events
and live events, which to me is, he's been working on an event that he's doing the last couple weeks, and it's coming up.
Last few weeks. Yeah, we actually start the virtual side tomorrow. Podfest Origins. Check it out. Yeah. So my current company I'm with is Podfest. And
that's where we met.
That's also where we met. Yes. That's where we met. Yes. And the founder, Chris Komitsos, he was always adamant about making sure I met someone through Podfest.
No.
Oh, yeah. He was always like, oh, Andrew, check out this person. Check out this person. And then sure enough, Broadway Network came around. I'm like, oh, Salisha.
Shut up.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell the story of how we met?
Yes. It was a bright, sunny day in Portland, Oregon. So, yeah, so we were running a Guinness World Record setting event. We had broke it the year before in August 2020, and the Guinness World Record is world's largest virtual podcasting event. So I am an official Guinness World Record holder, which is super awesome. I crossed that off my bucket list. Yeah.
Cool.
And we were going for round two. And what that entails is managing 500 plus speakers. So I found you out of 500 speakers, which is crazy.
That is crazy, especially since how many black girls have you dated?
Zero. What does that have to do with anything?
Because I just feel like if you have a type or something, you'd look for, I don't know, that you'd look for that type. I don't, like, it wouldn't be like, oh, I always date black girls. Oh, look at this one. Hey, like.
So you're saying it was extra rare that them came across each other.
I mean, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, it's true. You're the, as you like to say, first and last black girl to date.
Because once you go black.
Oh my gosh.
It's true, isn't it?
Here I am. Yeah, 7 months in.
Here you are. So go on with your story. So
yeah, I was moderating the event and there are three different tracks going out of time. For example, we had like an online course creation track. We had like book publishing track. Let's say we have Broadway Podcast Network. I just so happened to be assigned to the Broadway Podcast Network. And because our days were literally from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. sometimes, we'd take shifts. I got tired and admittedly missed most of your presentation.
Great.
My bad. And yeah, I just happened to peek in at the last second, like a few minutes before you ended. I'm like, oh, she's pretty cute. I better make sure I look good and put my nice shirt on. And I purposely put my camera on to say, all right, thanks for hosting it. Or thanks for coming to the event that I'm hosting or something like that to make it clear that I was running the event and put it all together. And we literally had like a 2 minute interaction.
Like maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then I slid into her DMs. You know, and apparently she liked my motivational content.
I will say, going to his Instagram page, it seemed really inspirational and really motivational. And I didn't think anything romantic of it. I just was like, oh, this is the kind of stuff I like to have on my feet. And for those of my friends who I'm like, who I'm not following or anything, trust me, I promise it's not, oh, we're not friends. No, it's something that I don't even think about. But sometimes, like, the things that I go through are all like, sparkly, lots of dresses, lots of positive things when I go through my feed. And so whenever I see that, I like to follow. And so I followed him back and I saw a message in my inbox.
And her inbox always has 50 plus messages and she always has 100 plus follows because there were 10,000 follower accounts and I'm not as cool as
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Working on it. But yeah, she responded and our chemistry was immediately off the charts. And from there, I was able to convince you to come to Oregon in the middle of the pandemic.
Gosh, I'm stressed just thinking about it. What was the most stressful for that for me?
What?
Because I was in California staying down the street from my parents' house. And when I'm in Fresno, I'm not like grown anymore. I am like, my parents are down the street and I have to let them know when I'm home and like, I have chores. I was like, how am I going to tell my parents that I'm going to Oregon for 4 days to meet a stranger?
We'd only had a few phone calls and Zoom calls and Instagram.
I'd never met you in person. I'd only seen you from the chest up.
That's true. I could have been 5'8".
You could have been 5'4".
Not that anything's wrong with being 5'8 or 5'4".
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being 5'8". My dad is around 5'8". I used to think he was the tallest man in the world, by the way. So yeah. I feel like that's a good height. for me, I'm 5'4", so I'm like 3-inch heel without the afro.
Oh, that's where she gets you, folks. She has a 4-inch afro, so.
It does get pretty tall sometimes. But yeah, like telling them that I was going to Oregon to meet somebody who I'd never met before, not for a day, but like for 4 days. I was really nervous. My dad was not happy, Andrew. He was not thrilled. We had to have a discussion and I had to pretend to be confident and stick to my guns. And I'm just letting you know. So either you could take me to the airport or I can.
No, that's good. Saying your conviction. Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad I did. And also, I feel, and this is real, when it comes to, obviously, we're just talking about our relationship, but when it comes to anything in life, when your gut tells you that something is what you need to be doing or where you need to be going, sometimes it does not make sense to anybody else. And so it's important to listen to your gut for better or for listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, your gut, your intuition, whatever you want to call it. And then after you act on that, then you can tell people. I would not have moved to New York when I did if I told everybody, should I move to New York? Because I actually did that. I asked everybody for their advice. Should I move to New York? And majority of people told me, absolutely not. Why would you move to New York? It's this, it's that, it's this. And the second I stopped asking for people's permission and just bought my friggin' ticket. And then I get here and everyone's like, why didn't you do that sooner? I'm like, yeah, that's usually how that goes. And the same thing for us. I feel like I'll be safe if I go to Oregon. I don't always feel that way, but in this situation, I did. And we had a great time.
Took you to your favorite color building, Portland. It's called the Big Pink Building, or we call it the Big Pink. And it's just a giant building in the middle of the city. There's a nice little happy hour bar up top and made sure to include that in the first date weekend, which is fun.
Which is really sweet. My first impression was, where is he taking me? Downtown Portland is in a state right now. Kind of.
More or less. When you talk to people who live there, my buddy Donald, he works downtown, he said, most of the rioting happened on one block, and that's where the media focused on it to make it seem like the whole city was on fire.
That's
kind of
that
thing.
Makes sense.
That's media for you, but
media does that to New York City too.
Yeah,
they're like, exactly. New York City is burning, always, always. But I was like, where are we? And I feel like you held my hand. We went into the building. I was really nervous because I'm like, I feel like we're about to go into this skyscraper, and there ain't no windows. Like, it's not like an outdoor patio. I was so nervous because I hadn't been
anywhere indoors. Yeah.
Because of COVID, I'm like, and so we get up there, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I haven't been in an indoor anything in so long. And the woman is 45 minute wait. I'm like, 45 minutes?
It said 30.
No.
Is it 45?
But you know why I wasn't freaking out?
Why?
Because I said to myself, if you can't wait for 45 minutes to get your table with this man, there's no way you can spend a whole life with him.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we did.
And while we were sitting at our table, a couple got engaged right in front of us.
First night. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I was wild.
That was real. And she didn't even know. She was looking out the window at the view and he was getting down. I was like, she turned, she was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, what was also key about that night too is that I have experience teaching etiquette because I used to teach professional skills to high school students. And so I'll lead the etiquette dinners. And you're looking at Miss California, Salisha Thomas, in case you didn't already.
Ew, what?
And so as part of the
former debutante.
Debutante.
That's really where I got my training.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That was.
Ew at myself for putting that in there. It's true, though. Yeah. Hey, what did you do that night?
Oh, we tried to one-up each other on etiquette and things like that. And we were able to match each other pretty well. So I was impressed. Yeah.
It was really fun. And so I want to say, because I've gotten a few questions in person and whatever, and y'all know I'm really bad at responding to comments on my Instagram and Facebook. Sometimes I get in there and sometimes I'm just like, I'm exhausted. I'm wearing this ring. No, I'm not engaged. This is
promise ring. Yes.
Promise ring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see me wear it. Aww. We still have to get his sized.
Yes. Alicia got me one too, and she had it engraved and everything. And it says, I will always choose you. And it says A plus S, which stands for Andrew plus Alicia, in case you were wondering. Yeah. So that meant a lot to me. Get a promise ring for me as well. Thank you.
I've never given a promise ring to anybody, and I've never received a promise ring from anybody I was dating. So it feels good. Like sometimes in the middle of the day, I'll like feel it and look down at it and be like, yeah, I love him.
Aww.
Or I miss him. Oh, Sister Graham, I see you, girl. Hi. I'm looking in the comments.
Oh, yes.
I know. Let's see. Is there anything else? I think we're going to love soon.
Yeah, any other questions your friends have that need to be answered?
What is a perfect day for you?
Mm.
A perfect day. And there could be multiple perfect days.
Yeah.
Like one perfect day could be a rainy day, but that's not every perfect day.
Yeah. I'll turn it back on you. Let's see if you remember what I've said for.
Wait, that's not fair.
I like playing this game.
You know I have a horrible memory.
Even about someone you love.
Even about someone. Wait.
All right, I'll tell you. Okay.
Okay, I'll guess.
Okay.
Give me a clue.
I'll just tell you. So first, I would get breakfast in bed. That would be wonderful. I get in waffles and orange juice and bacon and eggs and a smoothie. That'd be fabulous. And then we might do like a morning hike to get like a nice little viewpoint somewhere and have fun doing that. They come back for a lovely lunch. Then we do an afternoon activity, like maybe going mini golfing or go-karts or something.
Wait, how early did this day start for us to go on a hike, come back for lunch, and then do an afternoon, not an evening, an afternoon activity? How early did this day start for you?
Yeah. And then, the afternoon activity, then dinner, and then, maybe a nice dinner overlooking the city. To help relax, and then the night with a movie or a board game or something, or video games or something. I do. But
you do?
Sometimes.
I like those little games we play on this whole
thing. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I hate when you win.
Gotta be quicker than that. Right, how about you, Sleisha? Tell us about a perfect day.
What season are we in?
Fall.
Oh, well, a perfect day for me. Oh, there's so many different perfect days. Sometimes a perfect day is just a full day of reading in the park. But I guess for a fall day in New York City, it's a Monday. Like, I have a job, but it's my day off. I wake up when my body just says it's time to wake up. No alarm clocks. And then I'm whisked away to brunch with a mimosa or a Bellini waiting for me. Everything is comped. And then a nice walk through Central Park, a book in hand. Like maybe there's an activity planned. Ooh, aw, I really want to go.
Ooh, yeah.
And either before or after the spot, like we have an activity that I'm looking forward to, but I have time to just sit and read my book. I love that. And it's okay. Like I don't have anywhere to be. And I feel like with you specifically, we could be anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We could have the most beautiful scenery background, but like at the end of the day, I really just love spending time with you. So we can be somewhere fancy. We can be in Fort Tryon, just right outside the door. Like it doesn't matter. So it would be nice if you were there.
Okay.
Oh, my professor, Bill. He sends happy for both of you.
Oh,
so does sister.
Thank you, William. Thank you, Felicia.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Also, I'd like to know, what is your dream for the world?
Whoa. The first thing that comes to mind is, rule number one is people being treated by their character, not by their skin color, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely number one. Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
And everyone having equal access to food and water and access to resources to help them find joy and happiness and in their life's calling during that time. Is that too broad?
I don't think it is. It makes me feel like what we were talking about a little bit the other day. Why did Jared say what happened?
When you sneezed.
Oh, I sneezed, Jared. Hi, Ben. It makes me feel about what we were talking about the other day, how love is the secret sauce. Love is the main course. Love, everything. It's all about love. This whole life on earth is about love, and everything else is an illusion. I got that from Elizabeth Addison, who we were talking about A Course in Miracles. I got to read that book, and I'm going to start a book club. So if anybody knows about A Course in Miracles, let me know if you'd like to be a part of this, because it's going to be, I think, a really good thing. But like, you mentioned how like not being treated differently because of skin color, but that can also go for class, for all of the things where anybody could be prejudiced against.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Not just skin color, but
health
or disabilities or
anything. Like, of course, skin color is very important to me, yes, obviously. But like all of these things where people might be treated differently, the whole point of this life is love. You know how like you can say something to somebody, but if you say it in love, it really does hit different.
Yeah.
You could say anything, but if it is coming from a place of, oh no, I love you, we're on the same side here, versus I hate your guts.
Love and hate are two horns in the same goat. So there's a lot of passion in love and a lot of passion in hate.
Do you hate me?
No. But I have heard lots of stories of people turning lovers into haters and vice versa pretty quick because they're very passionate about one or the other. But I do want love to win out, though, of course. Yeah. I want 4-6 is my goal.
What do you mean your goal? Your goal?
Our goal? Yeah, I sent Celicia a picture recently that a woman broke a Guinness World Record for having 9 kids at once. So I'm like, Celicia, just get out all at once.
Absolutely. I didn't have enough arms to hold all of those kids. We were talking about on our first Zoom date, which, by the way, if you don't already know this story, he sent me a 45-minute Zoom link to book him for a session. What? This ain't no date, obviously. And if he charges me, which he didn't charge me, by the way, he bet not have. But I was like, yeah, remember that time on our first like Zoom date, you told me that you had 6 kids? And he was like, why would I randomly say that? That's so embarrassing.
And I remember because she randomly asked, do you have any kids? Just out of the blue.
Which doesn't mean anything. How many kids you have does not mean they're trying to date you.
Oh, guys know at least that if a girl asks you if you have a girlfriend or do you have any kids.
Well, I feel like if you say, do you have a girlfriend?
No, you don't. You don't say that. But you say, like, what's your girlfriend's name or something like that? Like, any hint of that?
I had my way of doing that once, and it totally backfired. I asked, because it was Mother's Day, and I said, what are you doing for Mother's Day? I feel like that's a really smooth way to ask.
Yeah.
Is if you have a wife.
Or a girlfriend. Yeah.
But, or like kid, anything, they would be like, oh, I'm celebrating it with my wife and kids. That's a good way to ask. And I was like,
unless they want to get away with something.
I asked this guy, what are you doing for Mother's Day? And he was like, my mom died. I'm like,
oh,
Celicia.
It's not your fault necessarily. Oh, I mean, yeah. How could you have known?
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah.
I felt so bad and still never got the information if he was seeing anybody.
Tough life for Salisha.
Oh, P.S. I'm looking in the comments. Jared, Kate, he's one of my besties. You haven't met him yet.
Oh. Did you travel to California with him? Not Jared.
Did we travel together? I don't know. We definitely.
Can you Marco Polo when you're in the park with him?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I gave him all of my gowns that I got with for his school.
Nice.
I know. It okay. makes me feel like they're in good hands. He asked, what's that ring? Don't worry. I'm not engaged. Didn't miss anything, Jared. It's a promise ring. It's a promise ring. Yes, we FaceTimed in the park.
Jared has good memory.
And hi, Carla Jean. How are you? Yeah. Right. Anything else we'd like to cover before?
What do you think's been our secret sauce to 7 months together? That's 10 years in the 21st century.
Correct. You're my first exclusive relationship since 2013. Our secret sauce? What? It's hard to pinpoint other than saying, I really love you. And I feel your love for me. And that makes me take pause if we disagree about something, if we are fighting about something, instead of me just storming off and being like, I'm done with you, it makes me feel like, why don't I just hold on a second and see how I feel tomorrow? See if you change anything, if you are listening, all the things like, other people in the past, I don't even give them the opportunity to do better. I'm already done. I've already moved on. And with you, something has just always said, just hold on a second. So that to me is huge. And also like in giving pause before making some rash decision, I like to take a barometer. Is that the right word? Of when you're saying something to me that might have offended me, I think, did you really try to offend me? Or did those words just hit me the wrong way at the wrong time or whatever? And I like to look at like where you're coming from, like your heart. And most all of the time, you're never trying to be hurtful and so when I feel that coming from that place, it's like, oh, you can't be mad at him. Tell him what hurt your feelings, but forgive him and move on. What do you think is our secret?
I would say that it definitely helps that we know what we want. We both dated a lot of people. But half joke is that it took her 29 years to find me and 27 years to find her.
Don't tell them that you're younger than me.
Oh, you don't want to be a cougar? And yeah, I'd say just, I feel like we both intuitively know we're meant for each other and love each other and both want to make it work. And that's always the most important driving factor.
I will say for what you did, I feel like you've been so confident since the beginning. You've taken risks. Since the beginning, you've been so sure. You've at least seemed so sure since the beginning. And I feel like I've dated some really wonderful guys. I'm not going to trash talk anybody because I've dated some great guys. But I've been in just very open. No one has been like, Salisha, be my girlfriend. Stop seeing other people. No one has said that. Nobody. If you're like, I want you to be my exclusive, you were so clear. I want you to be my exclusive girlfriend. I want to be your exclusive boyfriend. And I don't want you seeing anybody else. I'm like,
hashtag taken.
Hashtag. He said, some people were like, you put the promise ring on the right hand. I was like, Andrew told me to put it on the left. So here we are.
Well, I yeah, totally.
Wow.
Well, there's a live video.
Great. Thanks a lot. I was like, shoot, it's up here. So we take it up in here. Yeah. Thank you for celebrating our 7 month anniversary. I told my mom tonight, I was like, it's our anniversary. She was like, hi, y'all. How long y'all been together? 8 months? I was like, 7.
Every month counts.
And she started laughing. And my dad's playing really hard to get with this one. He'll be like, I miss you guys.
Who you miss, Dad? Who you miss?
He's like, you and whatever that guy's name is.
Tough crowd.
My dad is not making this easy for you.
Mr. Thomas, I felt like we had a great conversation yesterday. So thanks for chatting to me about propane tanks, and I'm sad for more conversations to come.
Oh, all right, you guys. Sister Caleb, thank you for explaining the ring and was going to call your mom. Crystal, yeah, she said, wait, what is the ring? Oh, I saw, I don't know. I didn't want to pry. Yes, it's a promise ring. All right, let's get on with the rest of our night and enjoy our anniversary. Thanks for hanging with us, you guys. Oh, where can people find you, Andrew?
I am on social media at the Andrew J. Weiss. And you can, and Weiss is spelled W-E-I-S. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So all at me, and I respond to all my messages.
That's good. I don't respond to all of mine, but I'm so glad I responded to yours.
Me too. Dad,
I love you.
I love you too.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax.
I'm out.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.